The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And airport. I am joined security expert Kevin Byrne, and we're talking about the DAA and the fact that the DAA has said it is going to break through its passenger cap. This is the passenger cap, Kevin, about which there has been so much discussion, and it's out the window.
Indeed, I've been talking about this for a long, long time now. I mean, this goes back to 2007 when things were different, you see, and the cap was put in because allegedly the local, you know, the infrastructure can't handle the traffic going to the airport. I've been speaking about railways or light rail or heavy rail, any way you like, bringing people to the airport, because when I go to the airports in Europe, the vast majority are connected by rail to the city or the local centre, as it might be. We haven't moved on that. And yet, I was in a place called Addis Ababa, and in 3 years, they put in an entire Lewis system to the city, which is big and spread, bigger than Dublin in some ways. And the Chinese did it in 3 years. So we can't do that. We don't have that attitude to life, unfortunately. So I don't know what's going to happen, because I've been, you know, driving to the airport. I've been there recently. I was there on a Sunday morning. There were, you know, thousands of people at 5:20 in the morning, so that the actual terminals 1 and 2 can handle the traffic, the passengers going in and out. It's 100,000 people, 120,000 per day at the weekends in the summertime. And it's a very vital engine, not just for the local authority, the Fingal County Council, but also for Ireland. And the figures really show this to be a major infrastructural machine, so to speak. And yet we're not handling it, in my opinion, with the way we should.
Now, what impact does this have on the DAA's current application for planning to get the cap lifted? Because I would have thought planning authorities look askance at your application if you were already in breach of your previous one.
Yes, but they did make the point this morning. Kenny Jacobs made the point on a number of radio stations that, look, they're doing the best they can. They have culled, so to speak, 650,000 passengers, which I think is a terrible admission of failure, not on the DAA's part, but on the country's part, because we have a crowd called Bord Fáilte going around trying to sell us very successfully as a tourist destination. We're doing that in line with our friends in the north, and we've been so successful with things like, you know, the way in the west and all sorts of attractions for Dublin and other cities. We're doing success in the north. North America as well. We've got more airlines than ever coming in there, and yet we're curtailing them coming in. Not because the airport can't handle it, not because the air traffic system, not because it's a problem for the environment, but because the traffic system can't apparently handle the volume of passengers going in and out of the airport on the ground. That's a failure, in my opinion.
Do we know, is there going to be any consequence for Dublin Airport for being in breach of their planning?
Well, if it's only a million, probably not, because they could take an action. That's the Fingal County Council, but I don't think they will, according to a conversations that I've heard, but it's not sure. They're doing the best they can, but I think it's an abomination. Now, my attitude to this has been fairly simple. The cap was put in 17 years ago for reasons that have now changed. The country is a different place. We've had COVID. You know, we could have moved on. I don't know how fast the County Council are going to come to a decision on planning in that regard. And if they don't have the specialities, and this is not a statement about anybody's abilities, could they not bring people in expertise? This is not just for Fingal County Council. This is the biggest factory, in inverted commas, that they could possibly have. People would be dying for this in other parts of the country. But could they not come to a decision by Christmas we can have a decision, yes or no? Another point I must make, and it's not been aired too frequently, the major shareholder of the DAA is in fact the Minister for Transport, and I don't get an enthusiastic vibration from the Minister for Transport, and it's an observation as opposed to a criticism. I don't think he's giving them the push and the urge that they have. Why have we got one arm of government trying to bring as many tourists as possible in here, and we're an island nation? Do you know that tourism in November 23 was worth 500 million euros? That's an off-season time of the year. I couldn't believe that figure when I read it in the Irish Times, so I went and looked. 500 million, what's it worth in the months of June, July and August? And yet we need it more than we need other things. It's an engine. Dublin is a huge factor in that. Dublin Airport, I mean. 80% of the passengers come in and out of our country by air, and we need them to do that efficiently, and we can do it except on the ground side of the house.
Well, undoubtedly the pressure will stay on, because between Kenny Jacobs and the DAA and Michael O'Leary and Ryanair, there seems to be a bit of a pincer movement.
I'm on their side this time, I have to say, Anton.
Before I let you go, Kevin, let's move to matters business and aviation, because Boeing is having a nightmare. They have astronauts stuck in space.
Yes.
And they have huge problems with the 777.
Let's do the 777 first, if we may, before we go into space, as it were. On the 20th of August, a couple of weeks ago, they grounded their 7779. That's the biggest, widest twin-engined aircraft ever made. It's a fine big aircraft. Huge new engines like that, because there was an engine-related structural component. Now, when I read between the lines, I couldn't understand what that meant, but I suspect it's where the engines are bolted to the wings. They found cracks after 7 or 8 flights of the aircraft like that. Not good news, you would think, because it's more than 2.5 years since the aircraft should have been certified by the Americans and put into service like that. So there's huge problems there. There's potential now to bring the aircraft back maybe 2026 to 27 before it goes into service, even though they've orders for nearly 100 of them. So there's a huge demand from there. They're very efficient, very quiet, but if they don't work, what are we doing in terms of quality control? And the company still has lost $33 billion since 2019, and the stock value down this year is down 30%. So I'm not going to buy any more shares in the company for a while.
What of their astronauts?
Not good news there either. They wanted to get into, you know, launching a spacecraft, as it were, with astronauts on board. And they have a track record in this. They used to make missiles to a very high degree, which went up into space many years ago. But they've had problems now with the Boeing Starliner, which sounds like an aircraft, but isn't. It's a capsule. It took up two well-known astronauts called Butch Wilmore and his colleague, Sonny Williams. Now, they were both naval aviators. They were commanders, a bit like, Maverick in Top Gun. So they're well used to it. They're test pilots as well, well used to, you know, hazards and safety and that kind of thing. And they were in some ways guinea pigs. They went up for 10 days and they've been up there since June. So they have been told that things have gone unwell in the Starliner. It's leaking. It was making noises last Saturday, which they had to record and then play back. And they had experts look at it from Boeing and from NASA. And they said, that tapping noise that you hear isn't any bad news. It's just a short circuit between the communication systems talking to each other. But it was greatly disconcerting, as a former astronaut says. It's not the kind of thing you want to do. So on Saturday next, the spacecraft is going to leave the International Space Station and fly down on its own and land in the wonderful state of New Mexico at a place called White Sands. And they hope that'll go well and they'll fix it. But they won't send it back up again, because the two astronauts are going to have to come back now next February on another thing. Yeah, they're going to send up the SpaceX Dragon, which has 4 seats, put 2 people on board and bring back 4 people. So they're going to have an 8-month stay when they should have been there for 10 days.
Kevin, thank you very much. That is Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Expert.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.